Now, you join me. Ash. A tremendously exciting moment. It's into your head. Show number 233. Interim show number one. That's what we'll call it. I'm surprised to be doing this at all. This wasn't supposed to be working at all. Although you say that, but what's supposed to be happening now is that I'm supposed to be sitting in the brand new Into Your Head studio, which indeed I am. I just have no equipment because of a stupid frigging company in England who can't get their shit together. Not that I want them to send me shit. I want them to send me a ton of shit, shitload of new equipment so that I can set up this week in Kildare and set up Into Your Head Season 3 and do it properly, not having it sounding like crap. But at least I'm able to record. I found this old thing and I got it working, even though it wasn't working up till now. It appears to be working now, which is excellent. So, we have a show. We have an interim show, number one. I suppose you better get on with it, in case everything falls apart again and you don't hear from me for another 2 months, because it's been a while. So we've a lot to get on with. Let's see, where do I start? I suppose I could start with a little... musical number. I haven't done a cat song in ages. Let's get this thing working. When the new studio finally arrives, I'll be able to do this properly. Have this musical setup properly plugged into everything, and we'll be able to hear everything properly. But until then, we'll have to make do with what we've got. I've got a new desk that's solely for my musical instruments now. So it's absolutely fantastic. Hold on now. Have to tune in this Yamaha keyboard. I'm new to it, so I'm not quite sure how to do it properly. So let's bear with me for a moment. I think this. If I switch that. You have to get a beat going first. And then we bring in some notes. That note, the fifth from the right, and then the sixth from the right, and then the seventh from the right. I probably don't need to commentate on it so much. It's not an extra on the DVD. This isn't the extra on this episode of Into Your Head. It's not the extra bonus feature. This is the actual main feature itself. So it doesn't require commentary. Here we go. Cat song. Song. It's been a while since I did a cat song. It's been a while since I've even been along. But I'm still alive, so don't worry. I'm waiting for my equipment. I'm waiting for my equipment. Not my equipment for feeding cats or anything. In fact, there's nothing to do with cats, so this probably isn't a great cat song because they're digressing a bit. But if people didn't digress, Columbus would never have discovered America. He'd have just gone to India and said, "Oh, hello, this is India. I think I'll call this the East Indies, because I think I'm on the East Coast, because when I left from Spain, I was going west. I think it's west anyway. I don't know. I get all confused by that sort of stuff. I've never quite been a directions person myself. I'm just I'm more of an ideas person than a science person. But there you go. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Columbus. I'm heading to America. Oh, there's America. I didn't even know I was coming here. But you have to have a surprise, and you have to plan everything out and know exactly what's going to happen all the time. You have a surprise left in your life, for fuck's sake. Like the fact that this isn't a cat song. Although Columbus probably had a ship's cat. All ships have got. I used to read children's comics when I was a child, and they all had. Oh, they all had great ship. Oh, everything that involved a pirate or a ship or any kind of a ship or even a ship that wasn't up to any illegal activity. They always had a ship's cat. It was a great character. The ship's cat would be on the ship and would be an indispensable part of the crew. They used to catch mice, and usually they throw the mice away. But if they happened to be in some sort of a sea drought of some sort and they had no food, they might eat the mice. And then I can tell you they'd be bloody glad to have the cat then catching them.
Now,
We have a problem here. Although we knew that already. We all knew this wasn't going to work in the first place. But I'm very disappointed. That segment got cut off halfway through because I did a fine rendition of a cat song, which evolved into a cat song about Columbus's cat, loosely based on Billy Joel's epic classic Just The Way You Are, which happens to be the demo tune on my new Yamaha keyboard. I'll play you a bit for you now, but it won't be the same. I won't be able to reconstruct what I did, because these things, you know, you can't just make them. If you make something up, you can't make it up again. Anyway, I did this thing. I sang along to it. It was absolutely fantastic. Don't go changing. Something about a cat that I can't remember, because I thought I was recording the freaking thing, but apparently not. Something. Then I made some clever comments about the black and white keys and ebony and ivory and that Paul McCartney thing and about Stevie Wonder being blind and not being able to tell which keys are black and which are white. I didn't have to clear my throat when I was recording it the first time. So it's an awful shame that this is being lost. But now you realize, now you understand why I haven't recorded anything in 2 months. I don't have the equipment. I'm still waiting for my stuff to turn up from England. I don't know even whether even I recorded the bit where I explained about that. I can't be bothered going into it again. Suffice to say, brand new Into Your Head Season 3 will be along as soon as my frigging new studio equipment turns up. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. We'll have stuff like this. The keyboard and the musical instruments have their own desk now, and they're going to be plugged straight into a recording thing. We're going to be able to do all sorts of fun things like this. Maybe use it for some serious intentions as well. I don't know. Depends, I suppose, what's in the news at the time, whether this contraption will come in of any use. Maybe there'll be something going on in Haiti and I'll be able to shed some better light on it using my musical instruments. That's probably more a harmonica thing than a Yamaha keyboard thing, if we're honest. But remember that city down in southern Central America that flooded? They played a harmonica a lot there. That was a blues harmonica type city. It's all being destroyed now. But if that was like, if Haiti was anything like that, then there'll be a lot of homeless people with harmonicas. That's if news reporters did things like this instead of just going around with their cameras and all sorts of crap, then probably people would understand the news better and they'd watch it more. We wouldn't be all going watching The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. We'd watch proper news if it had stuff like this in it. But nonetheless, anyway, that's all. That recording has all been destroyed, just like Haiti and that city, New Orleans. So I suppose it's appropriate. But nonetheless, I'm not all that pleased about it. It's my first show in ages and it's been destroyed. Feck you. Anyway, good morning.
Sit, Kofi, sit. Good cat.